Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 42 degrees outside, a little light rain falling possibly in the area, and that will be the case through the rest of the day. Highs in the mid-40s and fog as well. Extramarital affairs cost a Fond du Lac man his life. According to the criminal complaint, Eve Nance was aware of her husband Timothy's infidelity and shot him twice in the head on November 1st. Police Chief Bill Lamb said yesterday Nance has admitted to the shooting.
She had been involved in an altercation with her husband at their 10th Street home, that a gun had been fired, and that it resulted in the death of Mr. Nance.
She was charged yesterday in Fond du Lac County Court with his murder and will make an initial appearance today on that charge and for hiding his corpse. After shooting him in their home, she wrapped his body in plastic sheeting and took it to Milwaukee, where she dumped it in a wooden area. A Sheboygan man who has already spent time in prison for drunk driving will be doing more time. 39-year-old Jesse Ellenbreck was charged with drunk driving last December after crashing his motorcycle near South 12th and Union Avenue. His blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. It was his 8th drunk driving arrest since 1992. Ellenbreck pled no contest in a plea bargain to 6th offense drunk driving. Judge Terrence Burke recently sentenced him to a year and a half in prison and imposed fines and fees totaling $3,700 and ordered an ignition interlock device on his car for 3 years after he's released from prison. Although the deer kill statewide was down 7% during the just-completed deer hunt, hunters in Sheboygan County did better. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Numbers compiled by the DNR indicate there were 1,631 deer taken in Sheboygan County during the 9-day hunt. That's a 9% increase over last year. Hunters bagged 622 bucks, up 11% from last year. And there were 1,009 antlerless deer taken. That count was up by 8%. And it was the same story in neighboring counties. Manitowoc up 22%, Calumet County up 11%, Fond du Lac up by 22%. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Good news and bad news in some new economic reports. We get the roundup from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington.
Hiring by private business rose last month at the fastest pace in a year. The payroll firm ADP says private employers added 215,000 jobs. That optimistic number tempered a bit by weak growth in the service sector. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index fell in November, but it's still at a reading that indicates the economy's expanding. And the Commerce Department says October's sales of new homes jumped by more than 25%, the largest monthly increase in more than 33 years.
The man charged with a hit-and-run accident that killed an 18-month-old girl last week didn't realize he had hit anyone. Thomas Walker was in court yesterday to be formally charged in the accident, which happened as Cheyenne Jackson and her daughter, Ariana Matosik, were crossing the street in Milwaukee. Another driver caught Walker less than a mile up the road and told him what happened, but he didn't believe it until he saw a TV news report that night. A 44-year-old Appleton West High School teacher's aide is facing felony charges for allegedly having sex with a 17-year-old student. Laura Bates resigned on Monday after being questioned by police and was charged yesterday. The affair allegedly happened at her home in Chilton, and the teen is a special education student who was in the classroom where Bates was assigned. She is married and has 3 children. The Menominee Tribe is continuing efforts to get final approval for a gaming casino at the former dog track in Kenosha. Colin Bennett has the latest.
The Menominee Casino planned for Kenosha has been mired in debate about what kind of impact it will have on other tribes that have casinos in the area. Over the weekend, the tribe released a letter to Governor Walker stating that both the tribe and the Hard Rock developers will add additional money, $50 million each, on top of the already proposed $150 million, to cover any losses for the other tribes.
We just wanted to bring out some transparency and let the public know what we're trying to do, how we're trying to make the tribes whole, and how the state can benefit.
Menominee Chairman Craig Korn is hoping that will be enough to sweeten the pot for Governor Walker. We could see a decision on the project as early as today.
State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend says he's opposed to increasing the minimum wage. Grothman on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning said the Committee on Judiciary and Labor, which he chairs, has been asked to hold a hearing on the proposal.
I think the idea of raising the minimum wage so it's going to be harder for a high school kid, a college kid, to find a job is a big mistake. If we want a strong business climate, we need people with business experience, people who've worked before.
He said all of the studies show that when the minimum wage is increased, businesses hire fewer minimum wage workers.
We would like to have as many high school kids, college kids, working as possible, And for that reason, we do not intend to raise the minimum wage right now. All the studies show that would be a big mistake.
The Leo Frigo Bridge repair project in Green Bay is on time and on budget. DOT Regional Design and Construction Chief Brian Roper says crews are finishing their work on 20 concrete shafts that will support 5 piers of the bridge.
We'll have 13 drilled shafts already complete. The other 7 will be done by early next week. We're also doing a significant amount of foundation work and work on the buttresses.
Then crews will turn their attention to the sagging section of the bridge, and they'll eventually use jacks to put it back in place. He says they first need to put some stabilizers at the top of the affected support pier.
We're going to have those stiffeners in by mid-next week, and we're going to be looking at the jacking operation starting sometime between mid-December and early January.
Roper says the I-43 bridge should reopen on or before January 17th. Another check of your forecast, fog in the area along with clouds and chances of rain showers. Highs in the mid-40s, but we cool off after that. Only the 20s for tomorrow, teens for Friday. Currently outside 42 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.